Well, the Lake Superior Zoo has had its share and then some of challenges in the last 10 years. From the loss of its AZA accreditation in 2006 to the devastating flooding in 2012 that killed a number of animals, to a suggestion even as recently as this spring that the zoo be closed entirely. It's been a rough decade, but now they are looking to turn that around and then some. Rob Carwath is a spokesman for the Lake Superior Zoological Society, and he joins us this morning as our guest. Rob, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the new plan, the city and the zoo, which have, on occasion, kind of been at loggerheads with one another, have reached a consensus on a zoo Fairmount Park concept. Can you hit some of the highlights of the plan? Because it looks kind of exciting, kind of cool.
I think it is exciting. It's what's most exciting about this is it's the city and the Zoological Society moving forward. And the Zoological Society is a contract employee, if you will, of the city. We run the zoo for the city, and that happened as part of that decade of change you just talked about. But I think it's been a positive change. And now, after some back and forth, and that's part of the process, right, with a public facility like the zoo, we've come up with a plan that I think we don't have completely figured out yet, but we have a strategy. And the strategy is exciting because it has some exciting parts of both plans, and those really boil down to three, I think. We have a zoo and a park together, and the zoo and the park have always been together. Fairmount Park has been a part of the zoo back to the history, but as the zoo got bigger and more important over the years, the park became less a part of the conversation. And what this new plan does is it takes the 19 acres of the zoo property, and it says we're going to use about 10 of them for a zoo, and about 9 of them for a park. And I don't think people will see a real big change. The 9 acres that are going to be used for a park are really parkland already. It's hiking trails and some undeveloped areas through the woods up the hillside from the zoo that will be developed and allowed to be explored by the residents of the community and really all of the folks in Duluth. So a zoo and a park together. The plan allows us to retain our existing animal collection, and that was the real focus of the discussion earlier this year. How many animals? Would we have animals? We're going to keep the animals that we have, including the exotic species, and we're going to be able to grow the animal collection. And so we'll have a real zoo in Duluth right alongside a real signature park in the western part of town. It consolidates the zoo, absolutely, but that has been an issue that has been raised a number of times with zoo consultants that we've talked to. They say, hey, you've got a great place here, but you've got a lot of distance for people to cover. If you think about your visits to the zoo, you walk a long distance between exhibits or among the exhibits, and what we're going to try to do is consolidate that so you have a greater zoo experience without having to walk a long distance to see the next animal exhibit. And then I think really exciting is it's the first major investment in a generation at the zoo, $15 million over the course of probably 5 or 6 years. It is going to allow us to rebuild the zoo and address what euphemistically is called deferred maintenance. And in many ways, it's just letting things go and look and go too long. And I think the city and the Zoological Society believe it's more than time to rebuild the zoo and to get it to where it needs to be. And with that, we hope to achieve some operating efficiencies. If we're working in buildings that have newer heating and air conditioning and zoo exhibits that are more up to standard and newer, we're going to have some savings in utilities and operations that will reduce the burden for the city.
In addition to this concept of as we know better, we do better with regard to what we do in terms of buildings and energy efficiency. When we know better, we also do better with regard to the animal exhibits. And the standards continue to change for what are considered best practices for keeping animals in terms of cages versus environments and enrichment and all of those other things. Can you talk about some of those changes a little?
Yeah, we definitely have seen that. And I think that's really what gave the city pause. They have seen a sliding scale or a moving target, as you accurately describe it. And their worry was, if we rebuild the zoo to standards now, what are they going to be 10, 15 years from now? Are we going to be in the same situation? We don't have concrete floors and bars that the cages that the zoo did have many, many years ago. We have exhibits, but even many of our exhibits that are not that old model don't meet standards. And the best example is for Trouble, our brown bear. He's kind of the star of the show these days at the zoo, and his exhibit does not meet AZA, American Zoological Association standards. So we need to rebuild his enclosure and create an environment that is up to snuff. The same with our cougar. And we are confident that we can get there. One of the things that this plan calls for is involvement of a zoo architect. The city and the Zoological Society have agreed on principles, and now it's time to get to tactics, to get down to what specifically do we need to do. And we're not the experts there. We have some expertise, but a zoo architect is a big part of this plan, and engaging that group, I'm sure it'll be a group of architects in figuring out what we need to do. We'll make sure that we are looking at what the standards are going to be 10, 15, 20 years ahead.
Rob, one final question just briefly before I let you go. The timeline is aggressive. Things are really going to be moving along. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for public comment, but you hope to have this nailed down and ready to go or ready to begin work on it by mid to late February. Am I understanding that correctly?
You are, and you're actually very correct with the aggressive statement. We have to move quickly. If we expect to be involved in discussions with the legislature and the bonding bill with the city, we have to get commission approval, Parks and Rec Commission approval, and city council approval of our plan before we would move forward and go to the legislature for funding. So what we're hoping to do is use some of the last year, which has been bumpy at times, to say we've gone through and aired some of this out. But I think, importantly, you mentioned public comment. We do want public involvement throughout this process, and it's going to be tough. The city and the zoo are committed to it. We're having our first meeting today, in fact, so this afternoon we'll begin that process.
Rob, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and I hope we have the opportunity to talk again as time goes on and follow the progress on this plan. It seems really exciting.
Thanks, Lisa.
Rob Carwath is a spokesman for the Lake Superior Zoological Society, and he joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.